Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherished sustainer of all the worlds. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Please show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast restored thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray, I mean. Assalamu alaikum. To the Blog Talk Radio Show, this is your host for tonight, Sister Daya Akbar, Decatur, Georgia. And we're here at the Blog Talk Radio Show with the focus on the removal of all images from worship that portrays divine. Removal of all images from worship racial images that portray divine. Remove all images that portray divine, including racial images. I'm maybe having a little difficulty right here on the screen, but I just want to keep on going because we've already lost from 7 o'clock up until 7:42. I see nobody on the board. And everything went through the way it's supposed to go. It's dated for 7/22/2023 and not 7/23. Which today is 7/23. But anyway, I was told to go on, and that's what I'm going to do. Alhamdulillah. This is, like I said, the message of concern. I told you what the significance of the message of concern shows about. And I'm going to also tell you who it's sponsored by, who its sponsor is. Sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Stands for science, T, technology, E, engineering, M, math. It's STEM schools. That's the definition of each of the letters in STEM school, S-T-E-M, in STEM. The second sponsor, you would say, is Brother Amin Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California. And our second focus is the removal, not the removal, the second focus is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. So, today, since we can't see anybody when they come up on the board, then I can see if there's anybody on that there's nobody. But I mean, you said, you know, just talk. And I'm talking to a blank board. No numbers, no names. Well, no names never come up, but no numbers anyway. I don't know why that is, but that's what it is. Talking to a blank board. I want to just say to you that all of the letters of the STEM school to me seem to point out exactly, well, some words, somewhat, the meaning of Islam.
because it covers science, it covers engineering, it covers technology, and it covers math. And all of those science, all of those things are covered in STEM and STEM school. So, and the Surah Islam cover all of those. And when you look at it, it is really all of those areas. It covers the science, covers the technology, covers the engineering, and it covers the math. So that's all of them. And I was a little sore. But anyway, I'm going to... I can't tell if Sister Sharifa's on or not, so I won't know how to even bring her in if she wants to read anything. And I'm still looking at a blank screen. Nothing up here, no names on it or whatever. Still looking at 7/22/2023. Okay. Oh, there she is calling me on my phone. So she must be trying to get to the board and can't get into it. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. This is a brother Amin here, and I don't really understand what the problem is. Something must be happening with blood. Obviously happened with Blog Talk Radio. So what I did was I came in and I opened up all the mics. All the mics, the 213 mic is open, the 323 mic is open, the 240 mic is open, and the 312, alhamdulillah. So 312, if you have something to say, I see your hand is up, so open your mic so you can start talking now. Area code 312-399. Assalamu alaikum. Take yourself off mute. So everybody take yourself off mute. Assalamu alaikum, but Shuja. Assalam alaikum.
Shuja is traveling. One day assalam. Shuja, he's traveling, so I know his phone is, he probably don't have his phone on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, assalam alaikum, Sister Karan. Okay, alhamdulillah. If you have something to say, you can go ahead, but I was concerned about area code 312-399 because I see the hand is up.
Well, I do have something. I just said while you were talking, I was just thinking. You know, you just think, come across your mind, you know, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I say, why nobody don't come to Baton Rouge, Louisiana? I mean, they'll go to New Orleans. Like the Black Panthers, they didn't come to Baton Rouge. They went to New Orleans. They said Donald Trump coming down here, but he's going to Marietta, Louisiana. Because that's where he's going to be. And then they had another, then somebody else came to see that was the Black Panthers, not Trump. Oh, yeah, and then Jennings, the Pastor Jennings, he came down, but he was in Lafayette. And I said, why nobody going to come to Baton Rouge? And that's the capital.
Is that right? Baton Rouge is the capital? Yeah.
If they want to speak to the African-Americans, then they come to Baton Rouge because Baton Rouge is, you know, there's most of the African-Americans are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But I can't understand why no one come to Baton Rouge. They always come to the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. And New Orleans is kind of like the cultural place. That's the culture. That's where the music and all that. Okay, well, praise be to Allah. You know, if you have something else to say, because I see a 914.
No, I'm fine. No, I'm finished. I don't have anything else to say. I'm doing well.
Okay. Let's see. Praise be to Allah. All right, 914. You state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Salaam alaikum.
Yes, this is Muhammad Sharif calling out from New York.
Muhammad, salaam alaikum.
Yeah, I guess the lines are kind of crossed up tonight, big time. My wife is on with my ear, and they're talking.
And they're talking.
Yeah. My wife is reading now from the Muslim Journal.
I see. Well, let me see. Well, maybe what I'll do is I'll see if I can log out. Let me log out so the show will be in Sister Daya's control. Let's see. I'm going to log out. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Sharif. Thank you.
Okay. Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. I hear somebody moving around. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin.
I'm still on. I can hear you, Amin.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I'm on the blue. I guess I'm on the Bluetooth. I logged off the telephone, but I'm on the Bluetooth.
Yeah, well, I can't help you. I don't know what I don't know how the board works or anything.
Well, let's see. I'm like Sister Daya. Can you hear me? Daya, can you hear me? Okay, let me. All right, I'm gonna go all the way out.
You can tell that Imam, I mean, Amin was trying to get on.
Oh, that is. My husband said that Imam Amin was trying to get on.
I don't know anything about that because I don't think it's good. But the one I got to
go on, they need to come on. Okay. I'll go off. You were.
Okay.
Hey, listen to me. You heard me say okay. So I must have been on the message of concern.
I some legum. Uh-huh. Assalamu alaikum, but I mean. Assalamu alaikum. If anybody else out there hear me and you want to get on the Blog Talk Radio Show, just call 404-452-3312. 404-452-3312. And I will hear what you have to say. And I guess what I mean will, it's already hooked up. It's already, it's just no pitch, nobody's numbers on the board. That's all. But just like Sister Sharifa, just
that's the number
on
the phone. That's the number. That's the number of the car.
Now I'm going to call Brother Aimeen. Let him know he can come. He can call, and I can answer my phone, and just and he can be able to hear. I don't know no other way to do that. Let me see. Unfortunately, I don't know his number by heart. I do have to look it up. Technology, they're either trying to make something good, add something onto it to make it better, or either they're taking something away to make it worse. So they can't benefit certain ones. And I don't want to think negative like that, but all those type things run through your mind when all of a sudden certain things start happening. Can't hear nobody like who? Yeah, you just have to call, you have to call into my phone. You have to call my phone, yes. The board is hooked up, but just can't see anybody's names. Can't see nobody's names on the board. Can't see no phone numbers on the board. Yeah, I've been on here since 7 o'clock. And Brother Aimeen knows about it. He said that he Brother Aimeen knows about it, Akbar. And because he's the one just told me to go in and start talking. And I asked him, start talking to a board, just a blank board. He said, yeah, just go and start talking. Then he said, I heard you. You know, when you came on, I heard you. I said, well, I don't know why nobody's number is showing up on the board. And then Sister Sharifa said her number, but she had called in. And she was wondering what was going on. And her number still didn't show up on the board, but she still talked, and everybody heard her. Quran him heard her from my phone because I called into the station, into the place. So they hear me, but they just can't, I just can't see them to bring them in, to open up the mic and bring them in the queue. But they can hear me talking. So I don't know what anybody else is going to do to do it. I mean, I'm just trying to get ready to call Brother Aimeen right now, but if he's being held up with somebody else, can you call him for me, Akbar? Because I don't want to get disconnected like I did. But can you call Brother Aimeen? Beth, would you call him for me, please? What did you think I said? I was asking you to call Brother Aimeen. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Somebody's working with it. The wrong way.
From Lincoln. Alaikum assalam. Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam. I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me when I'm talking to
yes,
to others, to others too.
Yes, ma'am.
You heard Sister Sharifa reading?
No, I didn't hear her reading.
Oh, well, I'm wondering why you all of a sudden now can hear me.
I hear you, and I heard Brother Amin.
You didn't hear Brother Amin talking to me, but I haven't talked to him. Oh, you mean the first time when he got on here?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, the first time he got on here. Oh, because I haven't talked to him since then. He told me go on talking. I said, even though I'm talking to a blank board, he said, yeah, this is And so Sharifa got in because she called me, and she was able to go on and read. I don't know who heard her read. Did you hear Sister Sharifa reading?
I didn't hear anything. No, I didn't.
Really? That's what I was missing, the brother Irene. I mean, why even have somebody to, why should I go on talking, just talking, and nobody's hearing me unless they got, they're on my other end of the phone. Now, I can't have, I don't have three ways and four ways and all that kind of stuff. Oh, boy. Well, They know me need me just talking to you, just one person, when other people are trying to get in and can't get in to hear it. It doesn't make sense. So did you call me out direct?
No, I just called the line, you know.
That's oh, you called the called. Okay, the visitor's
mm-hmm.
line, the guest
mm-hmm.
line. That's 515.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the 515 number. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, see, I wonder what would happen to somebody else. Akbar, Sister Ron said she called 515, and that's how I'm talking to her now. I wonder how many people can call 515 from their number and reach the number, reach this number, because I'm keyed into the main number for the blog talk. Will you try and call in with the 515 number? Akbar, he called you. He called your number. Oh, he called in and heard me talking. But, Karan, you said you didn't hear me talking, right?
No, I always did. From the very beginning.
You heard me talking from the very beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
So since my line is, I guess, since my line is opened up to the, as the host, is there anybody else that calls in? I guess they can get to me through that way, the 515 number. Oh, well. I wonder who else is on. You must be the only one on, Ron.
That's 515-602-9665.
Right. Yeah, that's the calling number that everybody calls in, the guest calls in, too. And then their number shows up on the board. Could anybody, if anybody else is out there that's hooked up, they can hear the board as well, can hear everybody talking as well, could you please state your number, call out your phone number, the first three numbers and the last four. First three numbers and the last four. If you can hear me talking, please just speak those numbers for me. First three digits of your phone number. 312.
5264.
Okay, that's you, Sister Sharifa.
Yes, and I can hear Quran talking. And I can
and you can hear
talking,
Quran talking.
Yes, but I could not get into the queue. I kept pressing one, and I just couldn't get in.
Just couldn't get into the queue. You kept pressing one.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, then. So, yeah, that's the way that is, Akbar. That's the way. I don't know why Brother Muhammad couldn't get in.
I'm getting ready to get off. I'll come back.
Okay. 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 That's fine, Shishri. You go out and come back in when you get ready. That'll be okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Muhammad said he couldn't get in. I don't know why he couldn't. Just Sharifa got in. Just Quran is in. I hear them talking. I wonder why I couldn't hear him talking. If he had said anything. But anyway, I can't worry about all that. I don't know the answer. Don't know the answer. Quran, if you want to, speak or say anything, you can. Or Brother Suja wants to speak or say anything, he can. Of whoever else is on the line that want to speak and say anything, since you cannot push one to come into the queue, just speak your name and speak that you want to come in. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. And yeah, I guess they done hung up. Can anybody hear me out there on the line 515? Hello?
I still hear you, Sister Daya.
Okay, you still hear me. I was trying to find out if anybody else was on. You have anything you want to talk about, Quran?
Not right now.
Okay. What about Brother Suja? Does he have anything he would like to share?
She's out. He's out and about right now.
Okay. Okay. Akbar, you got anything you want to share? Akbar? Okay.
Well, I do want the question. I did want to answer the question about, I was just wondering why, like you said, everybody's... Like I said, when everybody, they don't come to Baton Rouge. I don't understand why these celebrities, they come through here, but they don't come to Baton Rouge. Even like when Jennings, he came, he was in Lafayette. Trump coming, he's going to be in Marietta, Louisiana. And then when the Black Panthers came, they went down to New Orleans. And I said, well, why nobody don't Baton Rouge is the capital? But no one comes to Baton Rouge.
Well, I'm wondering who do they go through when they come to the other parts? You know, do they have a certain channel, a certain ones they see in order to make their appointments to come to that area? If so, I was going to find out, you know, mention to you. The state? Well,
you have to go to the state or one of the representatives, the state representative.
Yeah.
You got to get the state, and then they go through the city, you know, and all that. They go through those accounts.
You have anybody when they go to those other places of Louisiana? Do they have any special person in that area that's working with the people with them? The people that want to come in to get their appointments, to know that they want to come, want to make an appointment, want to do a presentation there, want to have some activity there, or whatever like that. Any main person, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know how it works, but I don't know how it works in other states, but you have to be invited.
You have to be invited.
If they're not invited, then they're not, even though they want to come, they're not going to let
they're
you
not coming.
In. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, so you can call or you want to and ask them if you can come and entertain, but they're not going to come, not going to let you come unless they invite you.
that what you're saying?
Oh, what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, you have to be in, you know, you could always put in an invitation that you like to come, you know, like that.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
when
about.
They have representatives come through, they have to be more so like not celebrities, but like representatives, you know, like you have to be more so invited. And you still have to go through the city and the state, you know, if they want you to come through. But most likely you be invited when it comes to something like that.
They're talking, I see, yes, they got a nice article in here about Senegal in business. There's still business to do in Senegal and Sierra Leone. That's a part of Africa there. You know, the passage that has no end or something like that down there in Senegal. I want to read this part right here, what they're saying about that. There's businesses, and Brother Hassan had gone over there right before he passed, and they had got a lot of businesses, started doing a lot of businesses with Senegal and Sierra Leone. There's the Muslims in the mosque cares, too, because Brother Hassan was the one over that. So I want to read this right here. It says, food from the restaurant on the beach in Yoff, Senegal. It said, Dakar, Senegal greetings. I'm Salima Abdullah from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I am thrilled to share my experience of doing business in Senegal in Sierra Leone. As a mother of 11 children, I have been in the transportation industry for almost a decade. And I have attended past national Muslim business conferences. When I heard about the NMBC conference in Africa, I knew I had to be present. Recapping the business mixer. During the conference in Dakar, I met key individuals and made great connections that have changed the way I am viewed as a business person. Highlights for me were our private meeting with ATCON, our visit to the Khalifa's house in Touba, and meeting the leaders of the Layin community and the Tivaoan, whatever it's spelled, T-I-V-A-O-U-A-N-E, Tivaoan community. The video of us meeting the Khalifa of Touba was reposted over a million times in just 2 days. The press conference of our delegation in Senegal was aired on all the major stations in Senegal and translated into three different languages. These were life-changing experiences, and after returning home, I kept in touch with the government officials and individuals I met. In February of 2023, I returned to Senegal to start working on the business that interests me. That's a good thing. I was thinking about something like that. Okay, just reentry. Short-term rentals, real estate, chicken and egg farming. Oh, man. Transportation and tourism. Now I am focused on the city of Sali and Dakar. Because of their existing tourism activities,
However, I plan to branch out to other areas that need business support. In Sierra Leone, I am interested in business dealing with affordable housing. You see that? Oh, man. You hear that, Karan? In Sierra Leone, I'm interested in business dealing with affordable housing, transportation, and tourism. The country has been named one of the number one places to visit in 2023. The festivals at the end of the year have grown in popularity, and there is a need for housing to accommodate everyone. Attendees are expected to grow to 1.2 million this year. The government is in need of affordable housing and also developing tourism on the beaches. Sure, they can come. My goal is to create jobs to support the communities where I plan to do business. If you are interested in investing in any of these projects, please contact me at empinbwwllc@gmail.com. I believe that together we can make a positive impact on the lives of people in Senegal and Sierra Leone. Coming soon, Brother Suleiman, the chicken farm in Senegal.
Is they talking about here in America, or are they talking about overseas?
They talk about Senegal, Africa.
Oh, Africa. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Senegal, Africa.
And who are they speaking to? And who are they speaking to?
Anybody who wants to come over there and open up business, do business with them. They have places and rooms. Like I just mentioned, Brother Hassan, before he passed, he went over there. And the brother that have all these fish markets, fish restaurants here, his son went over there and opened, and he even went to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, and got some business, like franchises, in those different areas with his, what they call it now, lamb burgers. You know, lamb burgers are one of them.
Did he have one here in America?
He has one right down here in Atlanta. Well, he got about three or four here in Atlanta. Sujan knows him. No, brother. I can't call his name right now, but Suleiman knows the one that have the Fish Supreme restaurant here in Atlanta. And he just got married again. His wife passed, I think, like 3 or 4 years ago. And he just got married again to another Muslim sister. Yep. So that was a good thing. So that so Brother Hassan saw to it that all of the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, business-wise, legally, with Senegal over there. And that was a good thing. Because I was thinking about something similar to that, too. And over there in Nigeria, too, you know, the reentry housing and the halfway houses and all that for the ex-offenders, that would be good. If the market is right for them, if they don't have them over there, you know, it would be good to look into them. You can invest in them. You don't have to live there yourself. You can just invest in them, and you meet friends over there who take care of the accounting and business for you. You'll go maybe once a month or once every 2 months or whatever. Check on your properties or your businesses. And you'll still be making money. Well, it's money from there or wherever, or from here.
still be making money. So that's what the paper just asked here. If you would like to come, anybody want to come over there and do some investing, benefit from the investments that's going on over there.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam.
Yeah, my problem is that why are they asking for people to come over from America to invest when half of the people over there, they want to come to America. They want to come to America. So those are things I can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why are they leaving the mother country? That's where all the gold and the minerals and all that stuff is at. It's right there. Why are you leaving the mother country and want to come over here?
Because those are the people who are maybe less fortunate than others to have money to invest. You know, they have villages in all these African countries. They have the cities and they have the villages. And then the villages, people in the village, they live poor. They're the poorest of the people, like the ghetto people over here, you know. And maybe they don't have ways and means to make money, or maybe they don't have education or no kind of training to open up no business or nothing like that over there. So their opportunity is good over here. Because the United States, let anybody come over here and they get Social Security, they get disability and everything, and haven't even been over here 5 years. It takes 5 years to become legal citizen.
Right.
Come out of the country. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The minerals over there. That means that if you own the land, then that's what you get your minerals from. Why? That's what I'm trying to see. Why you do that? Just like in Switzerland. Switzerland is one that right there. That's what people. That's where the wealthy hides their money at, in Switzerland. But everybody,
right.
Nobody there is in the ghetto. Every child that is born in Switzerland, they get $10,000 automatically. They have a $10,000 account. Nobody's poor. It's poor in Switzerland. So here is this country owns all the minerals. They own all the minerals.
So
that's my thing.
Have the minerals. They have the minerals there, but they don't own them. The Caucasians own them.
They ain't no different, because then the Caucasians own over here too. What they need to do is you don't leave your country. You just change it. You don't leave your country. You don't leave your home. You don't let nobody come in and take over your home. You always want to get your home back. You don't do that, especially if they take it illegally. Anything taken illegally, dealing in real estate and land, you could always get it back.
Those who are interested in that area, Karan, that's what they can do. If they're interested enough and get enough people to back them and work with them enough on it, then yes, they can do it. But if nobody's going to be working with you, just like over here. We got all kind of stuff over here. But look at the poor people here. Look at the poor people that are here. Children and older people and the hungry and the poor housing and no jobs for a lot of people.
And that's because we give Satan that power, because we don't know our rights. That's our tax money. We pay for that. If you go there in your community, you have those rights. You just got to know your community rights, your human rights. Remember the time we were first coming up, the first thing we had to know, our human rights, citizen rights, our state's rights. We had to know all those rights. So once our children, and that's what I teach our children, we have to teach them that. That's the reason why. You have no man on this land. This land belongs to whoever Allah put custodian of. That's the only way they get it. Who Allah put custodian of, and Allah allows certain things to happen. This land didn't belong to Satan. Anytime you legalize homosexuality, then that's Satan. Satan's ruling is now. Because if this land was on God you trust, this would never happen. And this is not America motto. America motto was not in God we trust. Look it up. It's out of many, there's one. That's where it was
out
built
of
one. Out of many, out of Menti, M-A-N-Y, there's one. That's the motto. You don't hear something in God we trust anymore. That's why that lady came in that was that atheist. She was so easy to put down God out of school, that don't have in God we trust, because America was built on God we trust. It's built on out of one, out of many, there's one.
So out of the many, there's one, what? One person that's successful?
Out of many, there's one. And so that means that you might have many people, but out of many, there's one. There's one person.
What kind of people? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't either. All I know, and you have to ask them. You have to ask them.
Who am I going to ask?
Y'all, you just read. It is written. It is written.
Did you read it?
Yes, I read it. Out of many, there's one. That's right. That's what America was built upon.
Okay, I'm not trying to debate with you because I appreciate that information because I never heard that before. The only thing I'm trying to find out from you is how far did you get in your reading and what do you remember that you can help out and pass it on so that person can, like you're passing it on to me now, and I've never heard it. Now, what do I do with that? You're saying, okay, look it up. Okay.
You do whatever you want to do with it. All thing I'm saying is that America was not built upon God.
That's fine.
Trust.
Yeah, I got that part.
Yeah.
I got that part. I got that part. But I'm not worried about it because I want to look it up. You know, like you mentioned, that's a wise thing to do, intelligent thing to do. Somebody mentioned something to you, if they can give you the full information, they can at least give you a reference and tell you what to do, you know, is to read and look it up for yourself and find out whatever you can find out about, then come back to that person, come back to you and let you know what I found out. And that's how we, you know, we share the knowledge. We share the knowledge. But we got to be interested in the knowledge. And I say from here in the U.S., where we have to be contented. We find ourselves having to be contented with over here. If you don't have, you just don't have. Not if you don't have, try to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and go and try to get so you can have. They make it almost impossible for you to even get. To even try to get anything to help yourself, even when it comes to food. They give you all these little old penny pinches of food stamps and money cards and all this kind of stuff, you know, a month. But what about a place to stay? A lot of people have poor living quarters. They have to correct some things when they do move into a place with the landlords and all, because the landlords will put you out in a split second if you get behind in your rent. And if you can't, jobs are poor and are less. You got to be able to have a job to afford to live decent. You know, all those are the fundamental things right there, the beginning of people's well-being. Those are necessities of life, food, clothing, and shelter. But a lot of time we find it so hard to be able to maintain those things, especially with the home, the shelter. So they're in there with no furniture, they're in there with mattresses, they're in there with maybe little burners, because burners and things to heat food on or to try to make some food on, you know, because they can't afford the gas or the electric to run by stove, can't afford to get a stove, and can't afford to pay the bill for the electric or the gas. So always those little old things we can look at. And so it seems like we have to start in communities. We go to our communities and find out, like, the people who are living poor and the elderly, the people with children and living kind of poor,
They can't have a job. If they have a job, then it's paying such a little bit of money until you really can't hardly keep up with the bills that you got to pay in order to stay in that house to give your family shelter. See, and all those things you have to look out because they exist, you know, and that's why what you have to do. You just start building from the ground up. You can't build from the top down. You got to build from the ground up. So all those things, when you're,
No, what I'm trying to say is that when we pay, our taxes pay for all of that. But we have to know that our taxes pay for all of that. A lot of us don't know that our taxes pay for all that, and they don't even know that they should pay for where if you don't have no food, you get food. If you don't have no shelter, they have houses right there. They have all of that. Our taxes pay for that. And I came from a community that nobody was never hungry. Everybody always had a home to stay in. Nobody was never hungry, and nobody was never like I was. I came outside thing. I said, we don't have no homeless people out here. They don't people out here. They don't be sitting on the side, sleeping on the side of the street. They always have a house to stay in. They always
well,
have home.
Good.
Even
see,
if
that's
someone
in
had
Louisiana.
A baby home. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're up there saying, so you got to know your rights. You got to know your community rights, your human rights, and your citizen rights. And that's the problem. That's why it's the education. And our taxes pay for that. Those are the thing about it. Our taxes pay for that. If we don't use it, then that's when they give it to somebody else because they have to get rid of it for them to be able to get more.
How are you going to use something you don't know nothing about? If you don't know all these things exist, how are you going to use them?
They exist because all you have to do is just, I mean, you don't know your human rights?
I'm not talking about human rights now. I'm talking about taxes that what our taxes pay for people to live comfortable.
When you look up your human rights, you'll find all that comes under, you know, your taxes and all that stuff. All that comes under your human rights. All that comes under there. Your human rights.
Well, I know that, and you know that, but a lot of other people don't know that. That's why we need advocates who know that and who can read. Do you know how many people are illiterate? They cannot even read. You know, we can continue to say, look up, look up, look up. But there are so many people out there that can't even read. That's why we need advocates that do know
read. You got right
to
now. Just like the program right now. You know, every now and then you read out your human rights, your citizen rights, and your community rights. That's right there. That's what you, if every now and then, once a month, you ought to just read it out. And then they'll get it. You'd be surprised. And they say, you'd be surprised.
Do you have that in your area where you live? Do you have an advocate to come out? Do you have an advocate that can make these people aware? An advocate is somebody who knows all about, like you yourself, you could be an advocate since you know all this.
We have a community center. We have a community center here. In Baton Rouge,
I asked for an individual. You have individual human beings.
Well, they are individuals that work
like yourself.
They have an individual that works in the community center. They are individuals that works in the community center. That's in the community. Yes, they work there. Yeah.
Maybe that's why y'all don't have to worry about a lot of things. Like, you know, because you have advocates that work out of those community centers that keep the people aware of what they are entitled to. Without those like those that cannot read, these advocates tell those people when they come
they
to
have
the community
center. They have them all over. They have them all over. See, the federal law.
All over Louisiana? They have them all over Louisiana?
The federal the federal law goes all over. The federal law goes over. The state
I'm talking about communities now.
You talk about
I'm talking
what?
About communities now. I'm talking about communities now. Like
thing.
You said, you
that's
have all
what I'm
that.
Talking about.
Well, you said they have all that.
All
well,
over.
I let you talk. We can't talk over each other. So you go on and talk.
No, I'm just trying to tell you they have this. If you have you have any advocate at all dealing with human rights, that covers all of it. That covers all of it. It's up to them is whether they actually they do it or not. They covers all of that. And our children, and the only thing one probably don't know is our children. But everybody from our teenagers on up, they know it because they teach them in school. They see it on the TV. And the children ain't dumb to say, dang, how is this and how is that? They know they have rights. They have community rights. And they have civil rights. They already know this. They know this. They know this. And that's why they even give money to the community for them to give to us. But you know, sometimes you see it and sometimes you don't see it. They give $9,000 out here every year to Louisiana. But half of the time, we don't see none of that money. We don't see the money. And that'd be our tax money. It don't come from the government. That's our tax money as a people. That's
but
the money
do they
right
have
there.
Anybody, but do they have anybody that checks to see if the people get what they are supposed to get? You said sometimes you have this money, but you don't get half the time you don't a lot of people don't get it. Do they have anybody to check to see if the people get that money? I'm asking these questions like this right here because you explained to me in your community, and I'm glad you're sharing that with me. In your community, there in Louisiana, they have all of those avenues for the different people to make it known and to make those people, everybody in that community, aware of what they're entitled to and what they can get. So now they need somebody to go behind those people that's giving it out and find out if they're going to the right people. Because, you know, people have a tendency to have their own little individuals that they choose to give these things to, you know. And which is not right. They give to the ones that may not need it the most, you know. But I figured that they would take the ones that need the most and give it to them first, you know, make sure they get it first, and then go on, pass it on with it. So, you know, they still need it. Just can't stop there. You know, it may be there, but then there's got to be somebody also there to be able to disperse it right and see to it that it gets to the right people. You know, that's how
so
stuff
do you have
gets.
Someone in your community? Do you have someone in your community that's doing that?
I don't know, because I don't look into that. I don't I don't have to have that. You know, and it would be good for me to know it, whether I have to have it or not. But I don't know it because I haven't branched out there. All I know is that we give our food, and I know we give zakat, you know, and tzedakah. And, you know, to the needy and stuff like that. Now, as far as we have also places that, the manor where you help people with their electric, pay their electric bills and their rent, you know, and gas bills and stuff like that. They get behind in their rent. And even have some who are mothers who have a couple of children who's trying to go to school to get some education in order to get a good job or have a degree or something like that. They think it'll help them to get a good job. We even have a manner that give these people money when they need it like that, you know. Now, I'm a part of that up here because I'm the nonprofit and everything, and the one that was helping us with those banquets every year, he's over that manor. But it's just so many things we can look at and try to consider, you know, and I feel sorry for the people that can't read.
We very self-help.
Came right. What'd you say?
Well, I said we very seldom have keeper here in Louisiana. I think, and I'm basically speaking for the area that I live here in East Baton Rouge Parish, that's homeless and that's hungry. If they're homeless, they're homeless by choice. So they always have homes they get in. And they're hungry, if they're hungry by choice either. So you very seldom see people here in Louisiana that is homeless and that is that's hungry. Because people always give you a place to stay. Even if they have a vacant area, they'll always let you go and stay. All they ask you to do is just to leave the way you found them. So they always help. So, alhamdulillah.
That's good. A lot of states are like, some other states may be like that too, and that's good that those states can do that.
The African-Americans, I don't know what the Caucasians are, but the African-Americans among them, African-Americans are like that. We don't deal with the Caucasian on certain levels.
Mm-hmm.
We still segregated out here, and we love it. And we don't have no problem.
I know. I was in Tennessee.
We don't have no problem at all. And everybody's happy. That's the thing about it. Everybody's happy, you know. And then I'll be like Muhammad said, if any intelligent human being will want to be around their own people, live around. That's not nothing wrong with it. That's just another trick
Absolutely.
Of Satan to try to make them seem like something is wrong for us wanting to be all together, you know. Is there nothing
Don't
wrong with
it?
Any intelligent person want to be around their own people, their own race.
That's right. I agree. I'm
so
not one of those type of people
no way,
to get in.
A person can knock on my door and I'm going to shoot him.
No.
I'm not going to eat in the car. We don't do stuff like that.
No,
I mean, I don't let them come close to my door because they don't come to my house. I see one Caucasian came to my house. He was coming close to my house. I said, oh, shoot. I said, what's going on? I said, go get my gun. I said, what you? I said, because they don't come to my house.
Uh-huh.
And I don't invite
uh-huh.
them to my house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You're looking for the neighbor next door. And we don't go knock on their doors.
Right. I hear you.
And that's the way it is. But we happy just like that. I know a lady, she told me she had a big watermelon patch. And she told me, oh, you can come to this, you know, Caucasian, because I worked with her at school. And she said, oh, we got a big watermelon patch. My dad, he planted about 100 watermelons. He made that so, you know, like help feed the community and stuff like that. You can come down there and get as many as you want. And you can get the watermelon patch you want to and the blueberries. She had a whole lot of blueberries, too, blueberry plants, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can come get them.
Uh-huh.
I told her, I said, shoot. Ain't no way I'm coming down there in Klansman country talking about getting some kind of that. And she's talking about back up in the country somewhere. I said, shoot.
They invite you to come up and get hung.
Yeah, I told her, come over there and get me, you know, go bring the plant and bring it to me. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, if you want me to have it, you'll bring it to me. I ain't coming up.
Yeah,
I hear you. Come up
there and live with them. She lived up in the area about a bunch of them and all that kind of stuff. And I know where the redness live at, way over there in Denver Springs. I said, you crazy? I ain't going over there like that.
And she knows it too, don't she? She knows the people.
And they don't want to do the killing, but we do. Like when they come in our neighborhood, we say, hey, what you want?
Right.
What they want. Yeah. They don't come to the neighborhood like talking about it.
That's good. Oh boy, it's so funny. Look like all this mess would be over by now, but they still can't get a grip. They're trying to get worse. That's why our children nowadays, a lot of the young people are opening up business, getting together, you know, as groups and all, and opening up businesses and properties and real estate and restaurants and housing. They're doing all that, and I am so glad. I'm so glad.
And our people are ready to support their own, too, now. As long as you, like you mentioned, as long as it's good and qualified, you know, good stuff, then, yeah, Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you're supposed to do. Support your
own. True. That's right. That's right. And the young people are taking over in the right way, too. They know how to take charge.
They're not going to have the problem like we have, you know, psychological problem, because they didn't experience it. We didn't let them experience that.
Right. And they don't have to be so heavy laden and burdened with all that kind of stuff, because a lot of us did help pave the way for them not to have to go through all that. For them not to have to go through all that.
And the only thing I didn't like doing the Black History, and I just got to let it be known some kind of way, the next time they have Black History, just don't put up their own slavery. If you're going to put slavery on there, that's all right, but then put all the stuff that we invented, all the stuff that we discovered. Because just like you said, did you know an African-American sister is the one that discovered and got together, I use the word discovered and got together, whatever it is, was the first one that discovered and got together of the water line. You don't have the water coming to your house to the sink and all that.
Really?
She did that circulation. Isn't that something? Okay. She the one that showed it. So how that water to come all through your, you know, turn your water on.
Yeah. Very few people know about that. Very few people ask me.
They don't care. They don't want you to know that.
No, they don't.
They don't want you to know about the electricity. They were trying to steal electricity. This white boy got on that Tumbleson County. He did the first light bulb and all that. I said, wait a minute. He's trying to steal our history. But the Jews already said that they stole our birthright.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out
how they became Caucasians. I said, how did the Jews become, if the Jews was African American, then how did they become, how did the Jews came along? How did the Caucasian Jews came along and find out that they stole the birthright? And they said they gave the Christians the New Testament and Jesus. They gave that to them. Now listen to this. This means that this didn't come from, Christianity didn't come from God. They said they gave it to them. They did it. They got it written. I was reading history and stuff like that. That's what they said. They gave it to them.
But they let it come out little by little, huh?
Yeah. You know, they have the right. They don't care. They say that they rule 98% of the United States of America. 90% of the United States of America. Okay. Well, what they got to lose?
That's right.
But they just need to just go ahead and tell the truth. But they told the truth. They said we stole their birthright. We brought them over here. Then the people from the South said, no, we brought them over here. I ain't lying, girl. I was reading it. And then the Pakistan said, no, they helped. They brought us over here. I said, Jay, we are God's people, Allah's people. Only Allah knows where we came from.
That's right.
Because they did. Like I said again, if we live 400 years of a lie, then they live 400 years of a lie too. They don't know who the hell they are.
That's why they're always trying to bite. Like the church says, don't be trying to bite on us. You know what I mean? Don't be trying to copy behind us or what we're doing. You know, you find these younger white people now, young people nowadays, Caucasians, always want to copy after African-American children, the youth now. They want them to wear dreadlocks. Now, how are they going to have dreadlocks and they got straight hair? And they want to wear, want to get tans and use all the spit. I don't know how much money in the summertime trying to put sunscreen on their stuff so they can lay out under the sun and don't blister, but they'll get a tan, you see. See, they know that we got it. They know we have. Can't keep these young people down nowadays. Cause they off and running.
Diane.
Uh-huh.
Some of them dance better than we do now. I ain't lying. They be dancing better than we do. I said, dang. I said, they got that move.
Well, they copping off. Oh, they've been around the group. You know, they like to hang out with a group of African Americans. They can learn the tricks of the trade. They can learn what they do. They're copy behind
but
them with the dress wear, with the hair wear, with the skin wear, with the clothes and everything.
But you know what I think would happen when growing up down here? They always did want to dance the way we did, but their parents didn't allow them to because they said it was too satanic or something like that. Anyway, they said it was just too, anyway, it wasn't proper the way we were dancing. But they always did want to dance. And the only time they started dancing was when the twist came out. Boy, they ran away with that twist now. They ran away with the twist and the jerk. So they always did, but their parents wouldn't let them dance the way we danced. I remember that good, yeah. Their parents wouldn't allow them to. But they got some good moves, man.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they learning. Yeah, they learning. Like we used to always tease them, used to say, that white girl got soul. Or that white boy got soul, you know. When we were growing up, we were in school, especially in college. Yeah, we tease them. And they don't care. They go get these African-American men, and then the women get the Caucasian men. They don't care nowadays. That's what they're going talking about, integration and mixing.
You know, they found a cure for cancer.
A cure for cancer? Where?
Cancer, AIDS.
I know they had one for AIDS. They got one for AIDS. I know that.
What they got for AIDS? It's just is a something that they a medicine they got up, right? Some kind of chemical.
Called the interferon. Yeah, interferon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Now, so it's cancer. It's cancer. So they could never find the cure. They found the cure for cancer. And guess where it lies then?
What? Where?
In the thighs of the African Americans.
In the what?
The thigh.
In the what?
The right thigh. In the right thigh of the African Americans. I don't know if it's all the or either of the woman of Africa, but it's right there in the thigh of the African Americans. I'm not lying. The blood is right there.
Thigh?
Yeah,
the
blood. That blood is in the blood. I'm telling you. It's in the blood.
Really?
Yes. I don't forget that. I said, wow. But they didn't let that out. They didn't let that out. I saw that they bashed it on the TV, then it had it written. But it's right there in the thigh of the African American. I'm not sure if it's a woman or both. Yeah, look it up. Yeah. Is there a cure for cancer? It's in the blood.
Wow.
That's why they need your blood. It's a certain blood type, too. It's a certain blood type. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a certain blood type that we have that'll cure a lot of diseases.
All right.
And only we have the African Americans. Or you say black. I know it's in the African Americans. I don't know about the other, but I know we got it.
All right, then. It's good to know. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing that, too.
That's why you don't hear too much about cancer this and cancer that.
Yeah, it is slacked up on it, man. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. So they found the cure. And a lot said, for every disease, that's a cure.
That's right. But you know what, too, now? They're going to make such a big deal out of it. They don't deserve it until they're going to have the poorest of the people that got bad health. That's the first experiment they're going to start doing. That's probably how they found out anyway. Checking on everybody's blood now, African American blood now, and selling it or experiment on the African American, so they could be able to tell other people, so they can be able to share that knowledge with other people about it really being in existence. This blood that the African American have in his thigh cures cancer. And they're going to be using it mostly on themselves
the non-African American.
Now, like I said, huh? I'm not sure if the man carry or the woman carry it, or either. It didn't make a difference, but I know it's in African American blood, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember. Was it just, you know, one? Was it the man or the woman? Or both? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that part right there is good enough. No, we can check see the male and woman. Where did you get your information from? All of a sudden, they came up with this here and came up with that. Where did you get that information from?
Well, yeah, I just be, like, sometimes I get on YouTube, and I'll just be reading, and then I just get on the they have, like, hot news and stuff like that. And then I just be reading, and then after that I go research it somewhere else, and you know, like that.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to do.
They have flash certain things on the news too. They just only flash it one time, and then they won't flash it no more.
Mhm. That's true. So they say, but you can't say we didn't. Can't say we didn't inform you, didn't tell you about it. That's what they want to say.
Right, right. So they have to publicize it if no more than they just, you know, just one time and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, it won't be long before we tired. As a matter of fact, it's time right now. It's 9 o'clock. Time to sign off.
I just don't want to say one thing. It's time for us to start back teaching our children, you know, how to be safe out there in the streets. You know, like a lot of our children is out there, you know, and then just like we came back, then they could be able to come back too. We need to let them know, you know, don't go in certain areas that you know that you don't have no way out. You don't, and tell them that when you be in a car with a strange person, your friend, and they go somewhere strange, get landmarked so you know how to get away, get back out of there. Either call somebody to come get you, you know, like that. You should always do that. Because we don't know what our children do, you know, and teach them how if you overdose, if you feel like you overdose or don't feel good, get a big tub of cold water and sit in that cold water so it can bring it down. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Because I told her like that, and that's how my niece got saved. She took all them pills, and then my cousin, what she did, she said, I said, what did you do? I just put in some cold water and got some ice and put on it, and that brought it down. That brought it down, I'm telling you. So we got to teach our children that they be out there just in case. They might be able to save their life or somebody else's life. You never know. We don't know what our children are going to do, just like our parents. Our parents didn't know half the things that we did when we got grown. But that's what we're supposed to do, teach them how to survive. Teach them that they don't mean to. See, thing about it is you don't have to be involved in the game to know how to avoid it and to keep yourself from, you know, and protect yourself, you know what I'm saying? And just in case sometimes it happens. Before you know it, you're right there. What can I do? You don't know what to do. You'll be telling your child, don't do this, don't do this. But you got to tell them what to do just in case that do happen. You do come across that. Like I told my children, you know what I told my children? I'm go out there. I said, just because you see me in a car with somebody, that don't mean that they're my friend. That don't mean that when they pass by or they be passing by, you see them, they tell you to come on and get in the car. I take you home. Don't get in the car with them. I said, because you don't know if I'm still friends with them or not. I said, well, as a man or a woman, you don't do that. Because that's the first thing they do, they go stand over your children and get your children. I said, you don't do stuff like that. I seen two little children got in the car because their mom know this person, and then that person abused them or either took their life. You know what I'm saying? You don't, and then sometimes it'd be your next door neighbor. I know they were looking for her son and find out this man had took the daughter, and she was under the couch, under his couch. The next door neighbor had the child all the time. And put the child under his couch. Killed him, put her under the couch. Ain't that something? And teach the children self-defense. How to protect themselves, what to do. Teach them how to hide. Alhamdulillah. I'm saying. Getting ready to sound off, sound out, Sister Daya?
Yes. Yes. Oh, you want to? Okay, I'll go then. I'll do it. I will be Lamy Sajni Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rakbul Alami, Rahman Rahim, Manak Yomedin, Yakana Buruwa, Yakana Stain, Ithna Sirota Mustakin, Sirota Lidin, Amta Alehim, Karim Dubi Alehim, Wali Dolin, Amen. Thank you, Quran, for coming on and participating. Y'all take care. Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum assalam, Rahmatullah.